Hello, you're listening to Tech Bytes from the Packet Pushers. This episode is sponsored by Anuta Networks. Anuta makes network automation software for multi-vendor environments. In this episode, we hear from Kiran Sarupa. He is Director of Marketing at Anuta, and he introduces us to Anuta Atom, the software platform that drives Anuta's automation solution. Kiran explains Atom's capabilities, including low-code automation, network device configurations, compliance checks, telemetry collection, and more. You'll also hear questions and comments from Ethan Banks and me, Drew Conway-Murray, of the Packet Pushers. Note that this Tech Byte is the first 15 minutes or so of a longer webinar from Anuta, which was part of the Packet Pushers Virtual Design Clinic, and that took place in June of 2019. You can see that full presentation on the Packet Pushers YouTube channel. That presentation includes slides, customer case studies, and a demo. And if you like what you hear from Anuta, you can go to anutanetworks.com/packetpushers for more information and the chance to snag a free polo shirt. Now, here's the Tech Byte.
So we all know the networking is complex, and it's getting very complex with trends such as 5G, IoT, and edge computing. Networking is going to be even more critical. But when you look at the network automation landscape, the operators have a daunting challenge. They have to have expertise in config management, compliance enforcement, software upgrades. They need to have expertise on designing the policy and troubleshooting. And all the while, they have a lot of constraints. They have to reduce the OPEX. They have to deal with multi-vendor infrastructure. There's a lot of brownfield deployment, and there are a lot of existing scripts that need the care and feeding. And not to forget, there is a trend towards hybrid multi-cloud. So the management is always looking at standardization and automation. When you look at the tools that are available, as you can see, there are many tools. There are tools for documentation, there are tools for provisioning, there are tools for analytics, and there are tools for remediation. But what is happening is your information is stuck in islands of databases, and there is no cohesive way to look at the entire infrastructure as one unit. There is an urgent need to have a comprehensive solution that delivers documentation, provisioning, analytics, and of course, troubleshooting. So let me introduce you, Anuta Atom. Anuta Atom is a comprehensive network automation solution. It is a software-only solution, but it works with multi-vendor infrastructure. It helps all the way from onboarding the new devices, configuring the various day zero policies on those devices. It helps with software image upgrades, and it introduces a self-service capability. So from a simple GUI, you can push configurations to hundreds of devices. It also collects analytics using either streaming telemetry or the traditional SNMP. And using the concept of closed loop automation, it helps achieve the compliance with your infrastructure. We will go into more details of each and every feature of the Atom that we highlight here.
So quick question, Kiran. You mentioned closed loop automation, and you've got it on this slide here as well. Does that mean intent-based networking? Sometimes those two terms go hand in hand.
Yes, intent-based is probably a superset of the closed-loop automation. What we are doing is we are identifying the day-to-day operations, the runbooks, the troubleshooting that happens in a day-to-day scenario, and we created a framework. So for example, let's say you push a config onto the router to configure a QoS policy. How can you guarantee that the same quality is currently available on that network? You have to, of course, issue a bunch of show commands, and you look at the output, and then you take some corrective action. You push more commands to the device, right? So this sort of activity, we are bringing automation to it. So the Atom itself will go provision config, checks the statistics using analytics, and if it detects any deviation, it goes and refines its policy and pushes the config back onto the device. That's the concept we are going towards. It's true, it's on the way to the intent-based networking, but I like to think this is something which you can use today with your existing brownfield deployments, Ethan. So I want to highlight that, you know, Atom has been in production in large customers for a long time. We have We have been in business for more than 8 years, and large enterprises, large service providers have deployed Atom. I will go into a couple of case studies later as well. We have automated 45 different vendor equipment across multiple domains, including data center networks, branch networks, campus, SD-WAN, MPLS backbone network, etc. So let's go into the various features of Atom. The first feature I would like to introduce is the low-code automation with workflow. We understand defining a policy can be daunting. So we introduced a graphical designer using which you can drag and drop various decision logic modules onto a canvas. It's almost similar to a Visio diagram. We have many out-of-the-box workflows, but we understand it cannot match exactly what you have in your enterprise. So this workflow can be customized. For example, you may say, okay, as part of executing this command, I want to open a ticket in the service now, and only when it's approved, I will go issue the command. So you can mimic such kind of behavior into our graphical design. So this is very powerful. You can have a simple policy such as pushing ACL rule to thousands of firewalls, or it could be a very complex policy like software image upgrades, which requires many pre-checks, post-checks, etc. And this workflow engine can also be triggered by the analytics module. So if the Atom detects some deviation happening on the network, it will automatically trigger a workflow. And that workflow, as I said, can execute either commands to the devices like CLI or netconf commands, or it can even call APIs, or if the device supports a Yang model, it will execute the Yang model as well.
Workflow engine, graphical user interface, low code. I think that's a big piece to focus on for a moment here. You're saying I don't have to be a programmer in order to automate, because what you are giving me is a graphical tool that I can build automation workflows with. Now, I know we're going to see this a little bit later on, but the big idea here is with the UI, I can create this workflow that's going to accomplish tasks for me on the network, configuration tasks, as the case may be, but it also will interact with other systems I have. Is that the point you're making?
Yes, that is correct. If you want us to get IP address from, let's say, Infoblox IPAM, if you want us to, you know, read the syslog notifications for a particular string, all of those things is the ecosystem that we are providing as part of Atom. We have integrations with 45 different vendors. They are not just the networking up devices, but also ITSM tools like ServiceNow, IPAM like Infoblox, and you will see later that it's a very comprehensive list, Ethan.
And Karen, my question is around your ability to interact with devices to pull configure information out of them or interact with them. It looks like I see a list across the bottom, Telnet, SSH, API, and so on. So these are the mechanisms you're using to either pull information or push information to these devices.
Yeah, that is correct, Drew. We are on the management plane. We are not in the data plane. So that means we can issue show commands. We can read SNMP statistics. We can subscribe to any other API calls from these devices. So that's the low-code automation. This is where you define the policy. Now, once you define the policy and the Atom pushes the configuration to the devices, we need to ensure the policy stays intact. That's where the compliance feature comes in. See, Atom is constantly reconciling the policy with the device configuration. If someone goes and manually edits a configuration, Atom can detect it and say that device is now out of compliance. We also have service level compliance feature. For example, let's say you deleted a WIP, but you forgot to delete the ACL on the firewall rule. Atom can detect it and say, hey, this service is now out of compliance. And we can also automate some of the day-to-day tasks. For example, let's say you want to change the SNMP community string, you can do that. Or you want to query the infrastructure and say, show me all the devices where VLAN 500 is configured. Or you can say, do not allow any weak passwords on any of my vendor devices, whether it's a Cisco router, a Juniper firewall, or FI load balancer. You can enforce password complexity across multi-vendor infrastructure. Like that, there are many use cases where our customers have taken advantage of this compliance feature.
And so does a customer have to essentially build or configure these policies into your system?
Yes. So we will show you in the demo as well. So the auto reconciliation feature comes by default. You don't have to configure anything. If someone manually changes, it will automatically detect it. But these kind of rules where you want weak password or no SNMP v2, those things you will have to configure in our system. But it's vendor neutral, so it is fairly easy to express the policy.
You have there on the bottom left 45 vendors. Now, I've seen some folks make the claim that, oh, we support all these vendors. And what they mean is they support all the different languages of iOS within the Cisco world. So it's kind of like, you know, they're stretching it a little bit. How do you mean 45 plus vendors?
Yeah, so it is actually like Cisco is one vendor. And inside that vendor, you could have iOS XR, Catalyst switches, or you can have API-based like Firepower or, you know, ACI. We have integration with multiple platforms, but it is considered as one vendor, Cisco. So like that, we have 45 different vendors. If you are counting the platforms like iOS XR separately, we have 150 plus platforms.
You know, you mentioned I can set a standard for how I want NTP to behave and I don't have to be code specific. So you're abstracting like the command details away from me?
That is correct, Ethan. Once a device is onboarded into our system, a router looks the same, whether it's a Juniper router or a Cisco router or, you know, Fortinet firewall. It doesn't matter. All of the devices will look the same. So your policy will be at the abstract level.
Okay, so I'm really building policies and workflows, and I don't have to think too much about CLI stuff unless I want to.
Yeah, like I said earlier, the workflow is there, so you can actually issue CLI commands if you really want to as well. So we try to avoid that, but at the same time, we have the flexibility to issue commands to the devices as well.
And I just noticed it says multi-cloud there, and you've got GCP, AWS, Azure listed. What does that mean? Is this network provisioning if I have workloads deployed in the cloud too?
Yeah, so for example, we can configure the backend connectivity between your on-prem VPN device and the VPN gateway in the AWS cloud, right? So we can help configure interconnectivity and the network plumbing between your data center and the public cloud. In future, short future, we can also automate the workloads inside the AWS, like configuring the load balancers. Let's say you get a Palo Alto virtual firewall in your AWS, we'll be able to maintain the lifecycle of that firewall. So that way, you configure the firewall policy once, it will push to the Palo Alto firewall on-prem, but it will also push the policy to the Palo Alto firewall in the public cloud as well. I also want to highlight that Atom is built based on Kubernetes and Docker containers, so it can be deployed in public cloud as well. So you can have an instance of Atom deployed in AWS cloud, Google cloud, or Azure cloud at this moment.
If I'm not running Kubernetes or Docker myself in my environment, do I have to be concerned about that?
No. So we have a packaged Kubernetes in the product. So with simple one click of an installation, first we will install the Kubernetes, then the Atom Docker will be installed inside that Kubernetes. So you don't really need to know what Kubernetes or how to install it. But I'm just highlighting that, you know, as the trend towards multi-cloud is coming up, Atom is built with microservices from the ground up. So the third benefit, after we provision the service, we are constantly collecting the data from the infrastructure. It could be your traditional SNMP data or the modern streaming telemetry. And Atom can collect all this data. So it can be a SNMP collector, streaming telemetry collector. It can subscribe to syslog messages. But if you want us, we can also read through any existing syslog servers like the Splunk, for example. So it can be a NetFlow collector as well. And it consolidates all of this data and publishes them to Kafka topics. So if you have any external applications, they can read the summarized information. And everything is stored in a time series database. We support the open source Prometheus database, the Influx database, or if you have a specific time series database, we can work with that as well. And we package the Grafana as part of our product. So you can build various custom dashboards, reports. You can also create threshold-based email alerts, etc. So Atom has a really modern software stack when it comes to telemetry. We will share one case study where one of the financial services provider was able to achieve the full streaming telemetry in their network.
You've been listening to Tech Bytes from the Packet Pushers with sponsor Anuta Networks. You can get more details about Anuta at anutanetworks.com/packetpushers, and Anuta is spelled A-N-U-T-A. The first 30 people to register can get a free polo shirt. And check it out. It's actually a nice looking shirt. And don't forget, you can find the full Anuta presentation, including customer case studies and a demo, on our YouTube channel. Just hit youtube.com and search for Packet Pushers. And speaking of Packet Pushers, you can find this and many more fine, free technical podcasts, along with our community blog at packetpushers.net. Follow us on Twitter at Packet Pushers, find us on LinkedIn, and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And last but not least, remember that too much networking would never be enough.